And it is time once again for the Farmward Cooperative Grain Market Analysis with Jalen Pedig. Jalen, hope you had a good Christmas and enjoy the holiday. And looks like we've got some interesting market news to discuss here today.
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely a good Christmas here over the weekend. And right back into the markets, it was definitely a little interesting yesterday. Probably not the Christmas present we were looking for coming back from the holidays. Markets were down quite a bit, but seeing a little bit of green on the screen this morning. So hopefully we can hold and find some support. Yeah, I just think, you know, last week with the sell-off and then into yesterday as well, Monday obviously before the Christmas break was down negative as well. And I think not a lot of fresh news out there, I mean, is one thing. Exports have been steady on corn, lacking a little bit on beans. That Chinese demand has, you know, we saw a few sales last week, but as we talked about Thursday, it hasn't been enough. You know, the trade's looking for that 8 million metric tons, and we're not even halfway there yet. So I'm going to need to continue to see China step it in or some other business from other countries here pretty soon. But, you know, the market was overbought technically. We had a nice little run there considering, and, you know, technically the stochastics and other indicators were pretty overbought. And on top of that, you know, your funds, especially on the corn side, were long. You know, corn, the last commitment of traders report, which would have gave you a position as of a little over a week ago, Tuesday the 18th, the funds were long, over 120,000 contracts of corn. You know, after the sell-off now, probably more like 100,000 or a little less now. But that's a good long position. And going into the end of the year on corn and beans, you know, it just didn't pay for them to double up or continue that long position, you know, continue adding to it. So, you know, it's just a normal procedure for funds to shore up or settle up and get a little more even towards the end of the year. So you can call that position squaring, I guess. So that added some pressure as well. You know, South American side, they got some rain last week in areas that needed it. I think that helped start a little bit of the slide there as well. You know, they'll need to keep getting rains in southern Brazil. They got some to get them by, but they're dry enough in some areas that it's going to need to be a continued thing here for a while. So some rain forecasted about 10 days out, but, you know, that's 10 days out. So we'll continue to monitor that as we go through next week. Other than that, you know, on the Chinese side, it sounds this morning that there's rumors of a possible executive order on our side to halt some use of Chinese telecommunications products from two of those Chinese companies. If that happened here pretty soon, you know, I would think that'd put a little rift in some negotiations. There's supposed to be some negotiations next week. You know, some continued talking, and you know, that would probably put a little damper on that. So we'll see. That probably had the markets a little nervous here this morning as well. So, you know, on the technical side, I would say that's kind of a big deal right now. If you look at a chart with an uptrend line pointing the trend from our bottom in September to the next little low that happened in October to the next one that happened in November, you know, it shows this set of higher lows. So we're still in an uptrend. And the lows set this morning on beans and the low set yesterday on corn perfectly hit that trend line and held support. So, you know, those are going to be some key areas that we're going to need to hold as far as support. If you break through those areas, which would be 372.5 is what I show on the March corn contract, and about 867.25 January beans, that would mean your uptrend is broken, especially if you close below those levels. So that's 372.5 March corn, 867.25 January beans. Those are some areas to watch, especially on the close here in the next few days or week or so. You know, on top of that, the markets are oversold a little bit, so we are finding some nice support. We'll just have to see if we can continue to do that into the new year. Otherwise, resistance, March corner, you're going to see 380 as a little bit of resistance before 388. January beans, $9. But remember, January first notice day is coming up here on Monday. So we'll be rolling to the March. So if you're looking at March soybeans, resistance would get you about 913 there.
Excellent. Well, you mentioned some other factors that we're keeping an eye on as the calendar shifts to 2019. Anything else that is weighing on the markets here over the next couple weeks?
Yeah, I think, you're watching export sales every week, you know, with that hope that China's got a big sale in there as well. One thing to watch, you know, with the potential government shutdown here is that the export sales reports would not be published every week. So it's going to be a lot more rumors about sales, not actual confirmed by USDA. So that's one thing to keep an eye on. The other thing, too, I guess, as we move into the next couple weeks is that USDA report, a big one that'll show our final yields, is slated for January 11th. That's definitely something that would impact the markets. And, you know, we'll watch with government as well. You know, that would potentially be something that would be postponed or done away with as well. So other than that, I think South America, you know, you're going to have to, you know, weather is going to start to be a big thing. Last year, you know, it really started impacting our markets in about February into March and April. And so, you know, South American weather is just as big of a deal, if not more, than U.S. weather. So it's getting into the prime time to start monitoring the situation down there.
Excellent. Well, thanks for giving us an update here on the markets, Jalen. Have a happy new year. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.